Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Vic Rosnovsky. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Palmer. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Eskew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bowens. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton takes first base on ball four. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Wagner moves to third. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Powell moves to second. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Salmon catches it and throws to second with Brown covering, to double up Powell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Sammon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sammon hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sammon misplays the ball. That's an error on Sammon. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Snyder moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Brown moves to third. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. Hinton moves to second. It's 1 to nothing, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Hinton moves to third. Whitfield moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson who is chasing the ball. Alvis reaches third base with a triple. Hinton scores. Whitfield scores. Colavito goes all the way around to score. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Chico Sammon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sammon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sammon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alvis scores. It's 5 to nothing, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sammon. The throw from Rosnovsky and he is safe. Sammon steals second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosnovsky hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Snyder. Hinton reaches second base with a double. Wagner goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Woody Held pinch hits for Jim Palmer. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Brabander now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bowens hits a line drive towards first. Whitfield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert bunts towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. Askew moves to second. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosnovsky hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Brabander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brabander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-3, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Indians. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Tiant now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-6, Indians. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bowens strikes out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles 6. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-6, Indians. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 0-3 in the game. Rosnovsky hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Gene Brabander. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-4 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Baltimore Orioles, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.